It's been 2 days since the emotional announcement of Sergeant Bo Bergdahl's release from his Taliban captors. Criticism of the deal, which includes the transfer of 5 Guantanamo prisoners to Qatar, came soon after and is intensifying. Jeffrey Brown reports.
Sergeant Bo Bergdahl remained today at the U.S. military hospital at Landstuhl, Germany, undergoing evaluation and debriefing after 5 years in captivity. But questions swirled in Washington and in Kabul, especially about the 5 senior Taliban leaders swapped for Bergdahl. They'd been held at the Guantanamo Bay prison and were flown to Qatar on Sunday. The Afghan government complained today that it was never consulted.
The recent release of 5 Afghan citizens in exchange for American Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl goes against the agreement we have had with the U.S. government, and their transfer to the Qatar government was not agreed upon by the Afghan government.
The released men are all in their mid to late 40s. The most senior is Khairullah Saeed Wali Harawa, a founding member of the Taliban, former interior minister, and an associate of Osama bin Laden's. He was handed over to the U.S. by Pakistan in 2002. Mullah Mohammad Fazal was the Taliban Army Chief of Staff. He's wanted by the U.N. for possible war crimes against Shia Afghans prior to 9/11. Abdul Haq Wasiq was Taliban Deputy Minister of Intelligence and helped run the group's alliances with al-Qaeda and other groups. Mullah Nurullah Nuri was a provisional governor. And Mohammed Nabi Omari was a communications official who helped al-Qaeda members escape to Pakistan. Qatar has agreed to keep them in the emirate under supervision for a year. But Arizona Senator John McCain and other Republicans warned of what happens later.
I think the big issue here is what's going to happen to these 5 individuals. If they re-enter the fight, then it is going to put American lives at risk, and none of us want that to happen, not Secretary Hagel or anybody.
There were also questions today about whether the president breached a longstanding protocol against negotiating with terror groups. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney.
Although, as you know, we dealt with the Qataris in order to secure his release, it was absolutely the right thing to do because he was a uniformed member of the U.S. military who was in captivity as a prisoner, not as a hostage. And so we sought his recovery and succeeded in recovering him.
Meanwhile, the circumstances of Bergdahl's capture in June 2009 remain murky. He gave this explanation on a video released by the Taliban shortly after his capture.
What were you doing?
I was behind a patrol. I was lagging behind the patrol when I was captured.
Men who served in Bergdahl's unit say that was untrue. Writing today in the Daily Beast, former soldier Nathan Bradley Bethea wrote, "There was no patrol that night. Bergdahl was relieved from guard duty, and instead of going to sleep, he fled the outpost on foot. He deserted." Bethea said several soldiers were killed in the ensuing search. Nonetheless, he wrote, he's glad Bergdahl was released. On his way to Afghanistan yesterday, Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel declined to discuss claims that Bergdahl had deserted. Instead, he said, other circumstances that may develop, they will be dealt with later. And in his Saturday announcement with Bergdahl's parents at his side, President Obama focused not on the capture, but the release.
But we also made an ironclad commitment to bring our prisoners of war home. That's who we are as Americans. It's a profound obligation within our military, and today, at least in this instance, it's a promise we've been able to keep.
The White House has acknowledged that in arranging the exchange, it did not give the congressionally mandated 30-day notice before prisoner transfers from Guantanamo. But National Security Advisor Susan Rice said Sunday the priority was Bergdahl's health.
We had reason to be concerned that this was an urgent and acute situation, that his life could have been at risk. We did not have 30 days to wait.
The administration has also disputed the requirement of the 30 days notice to Congress. It argues the mandate infringes on executive branch powers.
And we pick up on all of this now with Vikram Singh. He held a number of senior jobs in the Defense and State Departments. focusing on Afghanistan and South Asia in the Obama administration. He's now Vice President for National Security and International Policy at the Center for American Progress. And James Kirchick is a fellow at the Foreign Policy Initiative, another nonprofit policy organization. Welcome to both of you. Bikram Singh, first with you, is this prisoner exchange in the best interest of the United States?
Yeah, this is absolutely, Jeff, in the best interest of the United States, but most importantly, in the best interest of Bo Bergdahl and his family. When somebody puts on the uniform and goes to fight for America, that's a sacred commitment, a sacred obligation by our society, is to look for those people, find them, bring them home if they're ever in harm's way. So anybody who has a POW MIA flag should be cheering for Bo Bergdahl and his family and for their opportunity to be reunited.
James Kirchick, your initial reaction.
I think it's a little more ambiguous. I mean, every American should be happy, obviously, that he's coming home. But at the same time, the circumstances of his being captured in the first place are now very much in question. We have many of the men who served with him saying that he deserted. Six people died trying to save him. And then in response to that, we gave up five of the most high-value terrorists who are in Guantanamo Bay. These were not low-level men that we gave back to the Taliban. So I think it's a much more ambiguous story than the administration wants us to.
Those are two of the key issues that have been out there. Start with the one about the exchange, the fairness of the exchange and the Taliban leaders.
So there's a lot been made about giving back senior Taliban leaders to Afghanistan in exchange for Bo Bergdahl. I actually think this was a very good deal if you look at what was going to happen with these Taliban prisoners in any case. This war is ending. This is now going to be the Afghans' battle to take forward, or peace process to take forward, should we be so fortunate as to have the Taliban decide to reintegrate into Afghan society. These are leaders of the former Taliban government, the government we went to war with because they harbored Al-Qaeda. They were eventually going to be going home in any case. Guantanamo will eventually close. These people will be going home. We got an American soldier back in exchange for them, and we got guarantees that should prevent them from going back to fight against the Afghan government.
And so there's not a reason to worry, as we heard John McCain and others, that they may eventually come back into the fray.
I think there's always reason to worry when you have people who are enemies of the United States or enemies of an ally or a partner, that they may do things that are detrimental to your interests. I just don't think that those would override the value of getting Bo Bergdahl home and moving closer to the conclusion of the Afghan war.
And you think still is reason for concern?
Well, yes, I don't think wars end because you say they end. And the president has basically given a deadline of when we're going to be pulling our troops out. And unfortunately, that's not how the world works. If your enemy still wants to keep on fighting you and fighting your allies, then the war is still going on. So I'm not so sanguine that Guantanamo would just shut down in 2 years' time. I think it's quite possible that it could be open indefinitely.
What about the circumstance, the other issue that James brought up at the beginning, the circumstances of his capture? Does it matter?
No, I don't think it matters at all. I think you put on the uniform, these things happen. We don't know the circumstances. We don't know the facts around what happened to Bo Bergdahl. We have heard a lot of accusations. We've heard a lot of things coming out, and I'm sure we'll learn about that in time as he comes back. But I think it's more important to focus on getting our men and women in uniform home should they be captured. And in this case, he was captured. He was missing in combat. Thought to be captured, and it's good that we're getting him home. And to the point of wars not ending, I think it's important that the Afghan war come to an end. We've achieved our core objective, which was to hit core Al-Qaeda, which was to get Osama bin Laden, which was to help the Afghan government get to a point where it could potentially function, be more stable, build up its own society. They've just had a successful election. It's been held with us in the background, and it's time for us to focus on transition and helping them continue going forward.
What about that? Because that is the larger context.
And to the first part, I think it does matter if someone deserts. Mm-hmm. Then the amount of resources that you're going to expend to get that person back is not the same as if he had been captured just fighting in the open. I mean, certainly you're not going to ask young men and women to go out and risk their lives to go rescue someone who knowingly left the fight to go wander off. Mm-hmm. And so I think that absolutely should play a role, not only in the amount of force that's used to return him, but also in what we were willing to give up.
Do you want to come back on that?
I would just come back. I think if an American soldier is captured, It is unlikely that you know the exact circumstances. I think it is extraordinarily risky for people to start saying that somehow we should not have worried about Bo Bergdahl because of the way he might have been lost to the Taliban. Mm-hmm. Did he stray off from a patrol and get captured? Did he desert? Did he wander off his post? Was he in some kind of emotional distress? Was he, suffering from anything from dehydration to, excessive stress? I think the first obligation is to get our people back, and then we can figure out what actually happened.
What about the issue, another one that's been raised, about negotiating with the Taliban? Now, the administration says it went through, it was using the third party of the from Qatar. But what does it look like to you in terms of how the U.S. conducted itself that way?
Well, the United States has often negotiated with bad guys. I mean, we've done that throughout our history. That's not what bothers me as much as the fact that we kept our Afghan allies in the dark. I mean, they're the ones who are going to have to deal with the brunt of this, as Vikram said. And this was a total surprise to them. Not only to them, but also to members of Congress. I mean, we can get into the legal issues here of what the Obama administration did, completely keeping Congress in the dark, which under statute, they're supposed to give them 30 days notice before doing something like this.
But we heard the explanation from Susan Rice.
Yes, and I don't know if it's a really good pattern that we want to be getting on, where the president can decide what statutes he wants to respect and ignore. And this was something that he criticized President Bush for a lot when he was running for president.
What do you think about that?
I think that the statute and the restrictions are actually an excessive constraint on the executive, and I'm sure there's a legal argument that could be made there, and the administration has protested it. But in this particular case, the key issue is that you were trying to do a prisoner release, and that is something that you couldn't afford to have leaked. And I think that they have a very rational reason for the unusual circumstances of this particular case.
And just getting back to the wider consequences here, which Vikram raised about the Afghan war coming to an end. Does this have any implications for, starting with you, James, this have any implications that you see, larger implications?
Well, I think this is reflective of the Obama administration foreign policy, which is one of retreat, coming back from Afghanistan, leaving all the responsibilities that we have in that country. And so we're trying to, clean up as we move out. And so I do think it's part of that broader narrative. It's part of that broader story.
And brief last word from you.
So my two last words are, one, losing Afghan prisoners that we've had for so long, who no longer have any intelligence value, and gaining Bo Bergdahl, who has been with the Afghan Taliban for the last 5 years, is going to be of real value to the United States. We're going to learn a lot from him. And two, this is just not a policy of retreat. This war has to have a political conclusion in the final analysis. At some point, Afghans have to reconcile with Afghans, and if the United States can help with that, we should. And I hope that this is a part of a bigger process and not just a prisoner exchange.
Vikram Singh, James Kirchick, thank you both very much.